problem is not just that unkempt pile, or in my case, piles, of papers and stuff that slowly accumulate as a monument to unfinished business. It's not just the backlog of unanswered emails or the trail of innocently broken promises left in the wake of a busy life at work and home. It's the psychic toll this feeling of never being caught up, of having too many things to choose from, insidiously takes on almost everyone I know. It drains away our life energy and impinges on our peace of mind. David Allen, author of Getting Things Done, at his home in Ojai, California.
In one sense, you get rid of the stress in a crisis, because crisis takes away all the options. It just takes away all the necessities to make a decision. It's almost, in a sense, when you're not in crisis that you have the deepest crisis, because then you have to be fully responsible for making choices out of an infinite number of options. And is it the best choice? You know, wow, I'm trying to fulfill my destiny on the planet. You know, should I be taking jazz dance classes? Yeah, but oh my God, am I sending my kids to the right schools? And what are they going to do this summer? And, you know, there's an infinite number of things. Whereas you just blow out your tire on the freeway, all that goes away. All that goes away because you just have a very simple focus. Most teams work best in crisis. Simply because it gets them focused, it gets them galvanized. Now, the truth is high performance doesn't come from crisis. It comes from the focus that crisis forces you to have. So high-performing people and organizations tend to be the people and organizations that know how to get that kind of galvanized focus before a crisis forces them to.
Focus. It's as much a science as an art, a skill we can all get better at, and one we surely need to sharpen in this age of ever-multiplying inputs coming at us.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now.
You've got mail.
Will you please try your call again later?
You've got mail.
The reason a lot of the stress is being allowed out there right now is because so many people don't realize the subliminal agreements that they have with themselves to let in an email, to let in a thought, to let in a conversation with, oh, wow, I could, I should, I'd like to, I need to. And then allowing themselves to sort of make commitments about all that. And some part of them is just feeling like there's this, they're up to their eyeballs internally with now how many agreements and how many commitments. And frankly, they've forgotten 90% of them anyway. They just know they're there. So people walk around with this vague sense that there's a whole lot more out there that they should be doing. And they're not quite sure that what they're doing is exactly what they need to be doing. Oh, damn. And that will give you a feeling of overwhelm. The truth is, though, David, and come on, you've ever been in your zone where time just disappeared. You're not feeling overwhelmed. If you really are doing what you really know you need to be doing at any point in time, there is no sense of overwhelm. You can only do one thing at a time, so it's either half empty, half full. You either feel crappy about all the stuff you're not doing, or you feel perfect about the one thing you are.